When the wildfire smoke settled into the region for a long stay this summer, we had little choice but to deal with it because we live here. But can you imagine having plans to travel here and finding out that the air quality is unhealthy, as it was for days at a time, and often worse than that? That was the question that faced tourists and the people who run tourism businesses. Some major events like the classic edition of Cycle Oregon ended up canceled because of the smoke in August and September. Now that the air has cleared, we can explore the fallout on tourism planners and businesses. Linnea Gagliano, is the communications director of Travel Oregon and is on tour in the southern part of the state, so she's here in the studio with me. Linnea, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Whoops, I've got to check that microphone. All right, let's try again.
All right, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Okay, that's a strange thing. We'll get that figured out in just a second. Terry Jones is with us by phone. He is the program manager at Discover Siskiyou. Hi, Terry.
Good morning.
And Rita Manley King joins us as well. She's right on the front lines of the tourism business as somebody who runs a business. She is the co-owner of the Bigfoot RV Park and Cabins in Happy Camp. Hi, Rita.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
Very well. Living the dream out here on the Klamath Corridor.
Well, let's start with you because you have a rather compelling story about why you chose to set up there. But first, since you were close to fires from several different directions, how smoky was it in Happy Camp?
It was, old-timers say, the equivalent of the 87 fire. And visibility and air quality conditions were just dismal. So it was very much a challenge. And to review the 87 fire, they actually had scientists from NASA come and stay in our valley and do experiments about nuclear winters. That's how intense it was. So locals say that, you know, on several days, it was just as bad.
So what is your business like in most summers, and how different was it this summer as the smoke got worse?
Well, on the Klamath River Corridor, our businesses are really starting to thrive. You know, we're coming out of a very long depression with the situation with logging closing down, which is, you know, a prevalent economic condition in the Pacific Northwest. And our little town has come up with a strategy to embrace ecotourism, mountain cycling, hiking, gold mining, things like this. And we are just doing great. The town is starting to do beautification. Things are coming along. So it's doing really, really well, and we're building on the tourism business. When the fire hit, however, this summer, you know, it's really hard. It's very, very challenging. We got on the phone. We reached out to all of our reservations. We gave them an up-to-date, you know, assessment of what the air quality was like and basically encouraged people not to come.
Wow. I can imagine there was some mixed feelings about that, but you had to do what was right for their health, right?
Well, not only that, but, you know, the reason why that we're in business in rural America is we give great customer service. And it's a very tight-knit community with all the lodge owners. You know, we reached out to one another and, you know, shared ideas. But, you know, when you 65% of the business in Siskiyou County for lodge owners and tourist-based businesses is a repeat customer. And the only way you get that kind of loyalty base is to make a friend. And, you know, I wouldn't want to come out on my vacation and have to, you know, experience that kind of air quality. So, you know, it was just the right thing to do.
So I want to bring in Linnea Gagliano now, who is the communications director for Travel Oregon. So this was an issue all across the region. I mean, it's not just a Southern Oregon thing this year, for sure.
Yeah, it really was. And it's been really difficult. You know, I know that in Southern Oregon and in parts of Oregon, wildfires are a common occurrence. There's usually another place we can send folks, though, where there isn't smoke or wildfire. And this year, it just really was difficult. There was smoke throughout the state and a really tough year. After such a wet winter, we were really hoping that this summer might be less wildfire dangers. But given that the faucet just really turned off and then those high temperatures, it set us up for a really difficult summer.
I think a lot of people made the assumption, and we did too, said, well, look, you know, we had that great wet winter, so there wouldn't be much of a fire season. Ha ha. Well, we got really surprised there. Any idea what, with the cancellations of things like Cycle Oregon and the major folk festival in Sisters, what the dollar impact might be?
Yeah, it's really hard to say what that dollar impact will be. We're also just coming off of the eclipse, which went really well, but then there were a lot more revenue coming into the state. But we do know that in this region, there are over 200 room cancellations at the very least, which is a huge impact for those businesses, particularly like those businesses in rural areas here. And it's a huge industry. The travel and tourism industry is big here. That's more than a $1 billion industry in Southern Oregon that employs nearly 12,000 Oregonians. So they really depend on this income coming in. And that summer season is when they make all of their money for the year. So it's really tough when people can't come and have to cancel their plans to be here.
We're talking about smoke and tourism with Linnea Gagliano from Travel Oregon, Rita Manley King at Bigfoot RV Park and Cabins, and Terry Jones at Discover Siskiyou, where he's the tourism program manager. So, Terry, you're promoting a smaller area, obviously, than what Linnea has to worry about. Is it a bit of a challenge right then and there to try to promote Siskiyou County to people who've never heard of the place?
Well, of course, but that's an issue that every rural community or rural region, has to deal with. At this point, we're doing pretty good. We, as a program, Discover Siskiyou, we just entered our third year of existence, so we are still growing, figuring out what exactly it is we need to do and how to be successful. So there's a lot of work that still needs to be done and will be done going forward. In fact, I was brought on board just in July, and I am the first full-time employee for Discover Siskiyou. So we're growing and figuring this all out. And I kind of wanted to touch on an interesting side to the fires. The information that I have, we track the occupancy rate of the lodging properties, as well as the transient occupancy tax. And when there are major fires, we see an increase, actually, in occupancy rates and the tax collected. Now, that is largely due to the firefighters. They have to travel to the location of the fire, obviously, and then they need somewhere to stay. So they stay in the local hotels. There is a benefit. We see a jump in those numbers, but those are firefighters. Those aren't tourists, which we would like to see. So I just thought that was an interesting side effect of the fires.
It really is. So you actually got more people in because of the fires than people who canceled?
Right. For example, this year was a more intense fire year than last year, but we had a 10% increase in August in occupancy rates. So, a significant change over last August to this August, and that can be attributed to the fires. And I look at the occupancy tax and looking back, at 14, 15. For that month of August, substantial jump in that tax collected, and that occupancy tax goes to the community in which it is taxed. So that has a little effect there, giving the communities more cash to use on things throughout the community. So that is a good effect there.
Rita Manley King at the Bigfoot RV Park and Cabins in Happy Camp. Did you have any people who stayed with you because of the fires like that?
Well, this is what was interesting about this year versus other years, because firefighters definitely will be an offset to the tourist industry. I have to agree with Terry. But because it was so smoky, Happy Camp has a helicopter base and an airport. But because it was so smoky, they couldn't fly in and out of here. So they relocated the base over to the Fort Jones area, and that is where they were flying out to fight the fires. Then you have a large fire camp where those people don't lodge with, the local lodges. They stay actually at the base. So this was unique this year. Our numbers, I am positive, will not reflect any kind of bump up. It was, we just didn't have it this year.
Any idea how much business you lost then? I mean, just either in dollars or percentage?
Frankly, I don't want to even look. I mean, point where it was so depressing. My husband and I are sitting around going, do you want to look? No. No, I don't want to look. Do you want to look? No. So that's where we're at. I think we're going to give it another week or so. Things are picking up. A lot of people rescheduled. I mean, I have a very faithful following at our quirky little mom and pop business. People love coming out here to Happy Camp. It is absolutely gorgeous. Let me just put in a plug right now, can I? I'm just going to run with this.
Okay, sure.
The Klamath River Corridor is absolutely one of the most beautiful places on the planet. I have been all over the world. My husband and I chose to, retire / start a second business out here. And this place is, in the fall, is exquisite. So our customers are coming back. They're they've rescheduled, and they're coming for the fall. So we're going to see a nice, healthy resurgence in our numbers. I'm just going to believe that, and it's going to happen.
Okay. So it is, as you mentioned, a little off the beaten path, though. I mean, this is not you're not running a major chain hotel or anything like that.
Oh, no, not at all. And, you know, Siskiyou County is very unique. We have had almost level population growth for the last, 50 years. So when you come out here to Siskiyou County, it's like stepping back in time. It's very authentic. People are friendly. It's untouched. There's a lot, when you talk about Siskiyou County, there's a lack of, and the lack of is outdoor lights at night. You can see the stars, and it's wonderful for people who are stargazers. There's not a lot of people on the river. I was born and raised in Grants Pass, and when you go on the Rogue River right now, it's like a Disneyland ride. There is so much traffic on the river. When you come out to the river on the Klamath River, you may not see one person in your entire trip. You'll see lots and lots of wildlife. So it's very unique. Like going to Alaska without the sticker price.
Okay. We are talking about tourism and smoke with Rita Manley King, Terry Jones, and Linnea Gagliano. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760. Maybe you have a story to tell us about how you changed your tourism plans because of the smoke this summer, or people who are coming to see you who decided, you know what, we'll come later or next year or something. Let's hear those stories. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. There's the perception, Linnea Gagliano, in Southern Oregon that Portland doesn't know that Southern Oregon exists. It seems like, though, that once there was a fire up there and the fire in the gorge, that the whole idea of smoke affecting tourism became a much bigger deal.
Yeah, you know, when it hits that urban center and it really affects Portlanders, we definitely sit up and take notice. But this is something we've also kept our eye on and been in touch with our partners in Southern Oregon to see how we can help and see those smoke situations on the ground, what it's really like to be down here. So we've definitely been tapped into that and concerned about this. The fire was huge, as we know. We really want to make sure, I think, that this is a great destination for Portlanders to go too, and that's one thing that we're really encouraging folks, not only getting folks from out of the state or out of the country to visit Oregon, but reminding Oregonians we have wonderful vacation options here. And Ashland is incredible, and Medford, the Siskiyou's there. It's an incredible place to come. So stay in state and spend your vacation dollars here where you can help out Oregonians.
Now, how much in the process of promoting a place for tourism? I mean, Oregon, this part of the country in general, sells itself pretty well. But you can also, because of the availability of instant information, you can, for example, click on the webcam at Crater Lake, as I've been doing a lot lately, and realize you can't see Wizard Island from Rim Village on the south end of the lake, just right across the water there. So it's been that smoky up there. Do you acknowledge some of the things that happen naturally, or do you ever even mention them when you're promoting things, or just sort of let them stand there and if they happen, then deal with them?
Well, first and foremost, we want everybody to be safe and have a good experience. Like Rita said, word of mouth is really so important, and we want to make sure that people are informed and safe. So we definitely let them know We use our social media channels and our website to inform folks about the smoke and the fires. And then we encourage them to come back. Like Rita said, what a beautiful time of year in fall to come and visit Southern Oregon. And that gives us a chance to promote the area and talk about it throughout the year, knowing that that fall and winter season, if we can have an uptick in visitation during that time, that's really going to help out these businesses that suffered through the summer.
Terry Jones, do you know much about the demographics of people who visit Siskiyou County for tourism and whether they are flexible enough to be able to make visits in the fall after school has started, for example, or if they're old enough that that's not a factor?
I don't really have many statistics on the type of travelers that we receive. But really, going off of my perception, it varies quite a bit. We do a lot of marketing in the region to pull in, just I guess more local people to drive in or short flights. But at the same time, we do have a lot of travel from much further distances. We get a significant amount from, say, like Japan and Russia, actually. I would assume, obviously that, if you've got your flights, an international flight booked, you're going to have to stick to it or cancel it. That's the risk associated with an expensive trip like that. But I would imagine for the more local, neighboring state type travelers, if you're just driving, I would imagine it would be easier to reschedule. But still, you're looking at the issue of canceling your hotel reservation. Maybe there is fees associated with that, or maybe you're going to be missing an event. Like you had been speaking about. It's hard to say. I don't have those demographics, but going off some assumptions, that's how I would assume it operates.
When I think about the people who are coming to Siskiyou County from international origins, is Mount Shasta far and away the number one attraction?
I would have to say if it's not, it's up there. I enjoy doing some hiking, and when I'm up there on Mount Shasta, I talk to pretty much everybody I run into, and that's where I've run into these travelers from Russia or what have you. It's a major draw. I can say that much.
All right, we're talking to Terry Jones at Discover Siskiyou, Linnea Gagliano at Travel Oregon, and Rita Manley King at Bigfoot RV Park and Cabins in Happy Camp. I want to talk about the fact that even if you can move people into other seasons of the year, the fact is that summer is the time when people are available and have the dollars available and all that sort of thing. And so I'm thinking, Linnea Gagliano, that you're going to have to think in terms of fires and smoke being a threat, if not a constant reality in the future. I mean, is there any reframing of pitches being discussed or reframing of ways you approach tourism promotion given that?
Yeah, it is a reality we're going to have to face. It seems like something that really we're going to have experience every year. So for us, we've been really pushing winter in Oregon as well, knowing that our partners really need those dollars infused during that season. So we've started one of our largest campaigns is in the winter, also spring, where we promote outdoor recreation. It gives us a chance to showcase Oregon in the winter because as Oregonians, we know it's beautiful here in the winter. And those international travelers, Terry touched on a little bit, they're a little bit less inclined to only travel in the summer. They're not as attached to a certain season. So they're willing to come in the winter and fall, and they spend a lot more money when they're here. So those international travelers are a really important market for us.
Rita Manley King, A, do those international travelers get to you, and B, do you have much of a winter business?
We do not have much of a winter business, but it is starting to slowly grow. Again, when we bought this business 11 years ago, we were pretty much at ground zero. I mean, there was not a lot of tourism in the area because, it had completely died. There was an exit of young people that would have been starting the businesses because there was no economy here because logging had been shut down. So we started at ground zero. We have a very healthy following of foreign business. It's Russian, Swedes, people from Danish people. I mean, from every nation in the world. We had a lot of Israelis this last year, and they're coming out to hike. We have beautiful lagoons to swim in. Again, mountain biking is going to become a very strong component to our tourism plan that the locals are creating here. So I can, you know, I can see that happening. Now, to just chat about what Terry had said about Mount Shasta, you know, Siskiyou County is the size of Rhode Island, and it is very, very diverse. There are all kinds of different opportunities for tourism in our county within a two-hour driving, time. So you've got people that come out to see me are more of wilderness adventures. And say in Mount Shasta, you have people that are into exploring the spiritual elements of, the mountain and that kind of thing. So it's very different.
All right. So what do you think about fires and smoke in future years? I mean, is it one of those things you think you'll just have to deal with as it comes?
Well, you know, you can look at it in a couple ways, and this is how I choose to look at it as a small business owner. Fire is necessary for the health of the forest, and catastrophic fires are not. We have a plan in place that has been developed on the Klamath River Corridor. It's a prescribed burn plan. We live in Indian country, and the Karuk tribe has been burning for thousands of years to maintain the forest. And so that has become in the last 2 years, what's going on is crews are going out in our forest, and they're doing thinning during the off season, and they're putting the brush and small trees in big piles, and then during the rainy seasons, they come in and they burn them.
Okay, so plans to take care of the smoke in the future. We're getting short on time. Rita Manley King at Bigfoot RV Park and Cabins, Terry Jones, Discover Siskiyou, Linnea Gagliano at Travel Oregon. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. It was great being here.
Thank you.